This portion of the show is brought to you by ZeroResNorthernArizona.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
I don't know if I got to this one yesterday in my pile of like education issues. I can't remember, but there was this Gadsden flag issue in this school. What was it, Colorado?
Colorado Springs,
okay. Where this kid, 12 years old, something, middle school?
Yeah, like 11 or 12,
yeah, something
I
like
think
that.
7th grade.
Yeah, 7th grade shows up. He has the Gadsden flag, which is the don't tread on me.
Yeah, the snake.
The snake.
Coiled.
Yeah, coiled up. Which now is racist, of course. You know,
they say it is.
It's climate change. I'm not sure. It's either caused by climate change. It was racist climate change deniers that created that flag back in 2003. I mean, are we this incredibly stupid at this point? I mean, it's just. It's getting absolutely absurd.
They literally don't know the history.
So what happened here? The kid goes to school with this flag, public school or charter. I think it was actually a charter school, but
it
doesn't really matter.
Actually,
public charter. Those are, to me, they've become the same thing, unfortunately. He shows up.
Yeah, it didn't go into a lot of the history, but they've been asking him to take the patch off of his backpack. He's got a patch of it on his backpack.
Oh, it's on the backpack. Sorry, not the shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Been asking him to take it off.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't. And, you know, so finally they were like getting the district involved or whatever. I don't know the whole thing. But
okay. Mom shows up.
District claims that that's their policy, is that's not allowed.
Okay. Because?
Because it's of its racist background.
Racist
and the
background.
I'm looking at the wrong article. Because of, I don't know, the historical, you know, problems associated with the racism.
Does the school have a history department?
Well, I'm sure they do.
You know, because, I mean, it's a little concerning. It's kind of like when you go to a doctor and they're still wearing a mask or something. You're like, really?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little concerned here with your decision-making process.
So in reality, as many people know, that symbol has nothing to do with slavery or racism. It was from the Revolutionary War time.
This is from Wikipedia, which isn't exactly your source of, sometimes questionable, but they don't even mention. I don't even see racism in this thing, and usually that's where you'd see it. I don't see climate change. Flag is named for Christopher Gadsden, a South Carolina delegate to the Continental Congress and Brigadier General in the Continental Army, who designed the flag in 1775 during the American Revolution. Yeah,
right.
It was a symbol of the American Revolution. It had nothing to do with race. Now, I don't know if Christopher Gadsden had a cousin who had a friend who had an uncle who had a brother who had another friend that owned slaves or something like that. But we're getting to that point where they're going to trace this down. That's probably what somebody did, is they probably traced that down. But then, of course, it also, it has for a lot of these people, especially these people in our jacked up education system, it has the recognition as the Tea Party movement from, say, 2010 or so. And, you know, that was one of the big symbols
was
don't tread on me.
They brought it back kind of thing.
Yeah, so now it's just become, exactly. Now it's just become that symbol for these people. So they tell this kid, you can't wear this. I mean, you could wear, I don't know if in this school, but a lot of schools, you can wear just about the most offensive things out there.
Yeah.
It was with Mark Howitt yesterday on the show, was talking about it's not school, but he was at a restaurant, and the server had a shirt with a middle finger that was like go if you need something, go F yourself, you know. It's like, so I mean, kids are wearing stuff like that in the schools.
But the guy in, where was it, like Minneapolis or somewhere, got arrested or asked to leave the mall because he had a Jesus Saves or something like that.
Because somebody might be offended.
Because someone might be offended, you need to leave the mall.
I'm offended every day. Look, I really don't care what you wear. Shouldn't say I'm offended by the stuff you wear and the stuff I see, but I don't agree with it. But you know what? Okay, you're wearing it. If a school has a policy where you can't have any, if I was writing a policy for schools, I'd be like, you just don't write anything on any shirt. We don't have anything. I would have the kids in uniforms to get rid of all this stuff, to the keeping up with the Joneses stuff, that, oh, you know, this girl has got the designer jeans and she's in this clique and this and that.
I
would go that route. But in
the school that our kids go to, a lot of it is the length problem.
Yeah, the
shorts. Or you can't see the midriff if you have a short shirt on. You know, they don't want to see the, you know, middle section at all. And solve that with a uniform and everyone's wearing the same thing. There's no problems with dress code.
Yeah. Or you're going to wear, we used to go to a charter school that was, you're going to wear gray khaki pants and you have to wear a blue collar polo shirt. No logos, no names, no nothing
collared
like that.
Shirt.
Okay. That's fine. If a school has that policy and says, we don't allow anything on clothes, you can't wear a hat. You wear a blue collared shirt and a pair of khaki pants or whatever, or we have uniforms. Okay. Then you can, whatever. There's no exceptions, but I guarantee you that school, I'm almost certain in most schools, they're letting things go by. You're going to have a Che Rivera shirt, you know, the guy or a Stalin shirt or something. That would be acceptable, but not a don't tread on me or
patch on
a
his
patch
backpack,
or anything like that. And in some places we have no symbols. You can't do anything. Yeah. I can almost get that.
Yeah. Right.
But if you don't have that policy, so she goes in.
So the mom,
administrator.
I don't know
it's
if
on
it was
video.
Undercover video. I watched 3 minutes of it.
Yeah.
But she was like, well, I don't understand why, where does it say, you know, in the, that no patches are allowed or that you can't have this patch.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was like, I'm just following what the district, you know, policy is, and
I'm just following orders.
And this is, you know, associated with slavery and all that stuff. And the mom is like, no, actually it's not. And it's from the Revolutionary War. And we taught our son to, you know, do what he thinks is right and stand up for what he believes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't want him missing more school. And, you know, that was pretty much the most of the conversation. But anyway, in the end, the school has admitted that it's not disallowed.
Yeah.
And he can have it on his backpack.
Oh, okay. All right. It's weird how that happens when you show up with a video and the video goes viral.
Yeah.
Look, let me give you some advice out there. When you meet with these officials, it's best to record it.
Yeah.
It is best to record it. I'll put the legal disclaimer out there. I'm not a lawyer, but generally speaking, you're allowed to record when you're there. You know, you can't like leave a video and do like a bug,
yeah,
a
wiretap. Yeah,
but if it, let's say Angela is the school administrator and I come in, I got my iPhone and I'm putting it down or it's right here. They don't even know it. You hit record on it.
Yeah,
you don't even need to say anything.
Yeah.
You don't even say anything.
Right.
And I don't. Some states aren't like that. But Arizona is a one party record state. Again, you can, you know, I'm in the room. I'm aware of the recording device.
Yeah.
She may not be, but with your public officials, you better start.
I'm reminded of when Olivia refused to wear the mask at NPA. And she was one of those kids who also took the hard route because that was not an easy thing to do.
Wasn't.
And many people thought that we put her up to it or something, which was not the truth. You know, we just said, do what you want to do. If you want to put the mask on and stay in the school, do it.
Be aware of the consequences. Yeah. You're nuking the bridge.
Yeah. You know? If you don't and they call us in 10 minutes because they're going to kick you out, then that's okay too. We'll figure it out.
Bring. Yeah. They called us in 10 minutes.
I was like, I walked
minutes.
Her to school that day and I thought, man, they might be calling me before I even make it back home.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
But anyway, they did call us or she did call us and because there was an issue and Jeff went and talked to the principal there, but he recorded the whole thing because
you
just never know.
You are a fool.
What's going
to
happen?
Not to do that.
What's going to get said?
You're a fool not to think that they're going to say, oh no, I didn't say that. Oh wait, here's the recording.
Yeah.
You did say that. And then look what happens with this patch for this kid, the flag on the backpack. It's not, oh yeah, we were wrong on the policy or, oh yeah, we're sorry about it. It's not, oh no, we were caught in our own stupidity or lies. So it's like, and ask them, say, let me see that in writing. I'm telling you that when you're dealing with anybody, whether it be your school district or the city, the town, whatever, say, okay, just show me that. You say that that's the law, that's the rule, that's the whatever, the regulation. Just let me see that in writing so I can have that for my records.
In that instance,
they have to provide that.
Yeah. Like with the thing with the mask with Olivia, they could have produced that in writing because enact
that. That was just mass stupidity.
Yeah,
there.
That was just blatant, you know.
Yeah.
Like not agreeing on you know.
Principles. It was a principal issue. The dumb school board made a decision and that's why we told Olivia be prepared for the consequences and that's fine.
And she was.
Sometimes
she
you have to stand
said,
your ground.
I don't want to go to a school that does that to me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go there anyway. And so she was ready to leave the school over this. And so she was prepared for the consequences and consequences were she got taken out yeah, 3 days in to, after that mask thing.
Yeah, which actually turned out to be a blessing.
And I don't think they cared. They didn't. Nah. They didn't want us there anymore.
They, yeah, we were a disturbance to their leftist progressive, march that they were on. And that's, then they got into the DEI and apologized.
Oh, that was before the mask thing. Oh, that was right. Yeah.
About the same time. Yeah, and it was let me, all the white people need to apologize for things that happened generations ago, and we're sorry, and there's every grievance in the world. And I mean, they all but stopped short of reparations at that point. Yeah. It was just like,
well,
it was
what
over
bothered
the top.
Me a lot about that was I was serving on the PTO board at the time.
Yeah.
And during one of the meetings, someone kind of went off and lectured all of us on the white privilege, and we got our own.
It was a white girl, right?
No, okay.
Because usually it's that. It's some mom that's like, has some kind of inner guilt that's bleeding.
But we got lectured on how we don't know what real problems are and, sort of. And so I resigned my board membership the next day. And I wrote an email that just said, I'm really sorry I'm not fulfilling my commitment, because that's not like me to not fulfill my commitment, but I can no longer serve on this board. I'm just not going to do it. And I didn't go into it why, but I think everyone knew why. And the thing that bothered me the most was that there were board members, like governing board members included in that email, and not one of them bothered to respond to my email. Yeah. Like,
oh, we're
how
sorry
can
to
we
see
make this
go.
Right? Yeah. How can we make it better? What happened? Et cetera. It was silence. No,
you volunteered a lot, and it was, and did a lot. They don't care about that. What they care about was that what became the problem for them was you didn't agree with their philosophy. You could have been Mother Teresa, but because you agreed with their narrative and their
roll
philosophy,
over and
you
take
didn't
it
roll
anymore.
Over. Yeah. They want you gone. They don't. Yeah. And that the ironic thing is you got these, or the hypocrisy, I guess I should say, is you got these people up there screaming about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And as soon as you disagree with them, as soon as you disagree with them, you're out the door.
Yeah.
They want you banned, canceled. That's how these people operate. It's sick.
I know.
It's
sick. And I cannot believe I didn't get a phone call. Yeah. Well, I take it back. There was like one or two that did, but they weren't governing board members, but like governing board of the school members. Yeah. None of them
because they had an agenda
that were included on there bothered even talking to me about
because
it
because they had an agenda. So they didn't want you there because you didn't fit into the narrative anymore. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right. If you're thinking about refinancing your home, just like Angela and I did last year, well, it was actually an investment property. Of course, we went through Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did a great job for us. I know she'll do a good job for you as well. I got a special deal for you. When you get to closing, you get $250 off the lender's fee. You got to mention a Jeff Horvitz show. Plus, mention it anyway. Mention me. Mention Angela, because she's gonna treat you extra special, like all of our sponsors. Kim Dawson with Nova Home Loans. Nova's Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. They make decisions like a bank, which is really good, but they can also make decisions like a broker. So that means you get the best program out there. Call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Okay, one more school-related one, and then I want to get to the climate change stuff once again. I have to because of Hurricane... How do you pronounce that? You know this hurricane's name?
I don't remember it now.
You don't remember it now?
I don't know.
Idalia.
Oh, Idalia.
Idalia. Okay. Obviously hitting into Florida. I think it was already going up to Georgia and up to, it's already moved. It's moved pretty quick. But once again, and we'll have to spend some time on this, end of the world, climate change, end of the world. And this is the first hurricane ever to hit Florida, at least maybe in that very specific point, because it said, quote unquote, unprecedented.
So it's never happened.
Never happened. Maybe right there where it hit, right in it. absolute pin drop center.
Yeah.
Florida's never got a hurricane at that specific spot. Yeah.
And that one palm tree. That one palm tree right there.
Has never seen anything like this.
It is unprecedented, right? Right there.
How does anybody pay for these news media outlets? And I'm putting all of them in there because even Fox News had ridiculous headlines, you know? How does anybody pay to hear the dribble coming out of this corporate, we haven't had Gerald Celente on in a long time from Trends Journal. He called them prostitutes. Really? Okay, we're going to get to that because it's going to take some time. Plus, I've got a list of lawsuits here in Arizona. I got this from the Arizona legislature, from the Senate, actually. Some lawsuits that I think you'll be happy that the legislature is pursuing when it comes to women's sports, things like that, the transgender issue. Also, when it comes to fighting back against this push to electrify everything. Mm-hmm. And Biden's push to get rid of your gas car. So stick around because I don't think anybody has this list but me. I'm very glad that this came across my desk because let's highlight some of these in just a little bit. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. One more thing on the education deal. I mentioned this yesterday. It has to do with that Wyoming sorority.
The dude into the sorority?
Okay. You have got to look up the picture that's out there, folks, of just put in Wyoming sorority and, you know, dude or something. And there's all the girls, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen this picture?
No. Pull it up.
Let's Google along together so that everyone can actually see this. Wyoming sorority.
Wyoming sorority transgender.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what the image is.
Okay, I think I did see this when we talked about
it's the third bit. If you're on Google, type in Wyoming sorority, then hit on images, and they have a picture. This is actually Fox News.
I do remember this.
And it's all these, you know, young girls there, and, you know, and then there's a dude. Did you see the dude?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be 200 pounds, right?
Oh yeah, at least.
And which is okay, that's fine. But he's a dude. And it's around all these small, you know, young women.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? So anyway, the judge threw, I'm not gonna go into great detail about it again today because we did it yesterday, but the judge threw it out, said that the basically the booklet, the manual or whatever for the university and the sorority house and all that didn't basically specify what a woman is. And he wasn't gonna do that.
They can't disqualify him because they didn't say it in their bylaws or something.
Do you do? You send your kid to school or something? You got a question at this point, a lot of these colleges and stuff. But you think a sorority, women, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't expect that you're going to have to deal with that. Here's another one. Now, this one's a little more positive. This is on the Blaze. A mom secures parental rights victory after a school transition child without consent. So basically they were doing what it wasn't medical, but it was like social transitioning.
Right. They started, using different pronouns and then the school officials learned at some point that this girl was suicidal or at least having suicidal thoughts and never told the mom about, wanting to
transition,
have different pronouns.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
this is like 11 year old daughter.
It says that the daughter was told by school staff that she might feel upset because she did not know who she truly was inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they told her. That's what you're upset because you don't know who you truly are inside.
Well, you know, that's probably the case because, these 11, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 year old girls, boys and girls, a very confusing time in your life.
Yeah.
I don't know, for girls, is it even more so? I mean, I can't speak because I don't even self-identify as a woman. Let me self-identify for a second. If I was an 11 year old girl, it would probably be pretty tough, especially nowadays.
Yeah, you know, I think
with all the social media, all the pressures,
like the sixth, seventh, eighth grade, you know,
but it's always been like that. It's always been a tough time.
It's an awkward time for kids because they're, you know, your friends are changing, you're changing, and it just is what it is.
So you've got these people though constantly telling you, well, maybe the reason why you're having some troubles right now, it's not a natural human
like
evolution.
A lot of kids are
evolution in your age.
Or,
it's just no. It's maybe you're really a boy or a girl.
You don't know who you truly are.
That's
inside.
What it is. Yeah. You know, and so they tell you this. It's like the climate change stuff. They tell you enough times it's climate change. It's climate change. It's climate change. There's a whole generation that believes everything.
Yeah.
Is climate change. So there's a whole generation that is confused as well, millennials and younger. What am I? Who am I?
Right.
Who am I? Am I a woman? Am I? Maybe that's what it is.
If you have someone telling you what they want you to decide, then it can make the situation even worse.
Yeah, this stuff's got to stop. This is in California where you're probably no luck of stopping. But even California, so they settled.
Well, they did win.
$100,000 settlement.
The school didn't admit any wrongdoing, of course.
But, no, of course not.
But they settled.
But they wrote a check for $100,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so no wrongdoing here at all. You know, nobody will get fired. Like if there was some counselor or something, I'm not sure where it was coming from. But nobody will get fired or lose their job. But they quieted up because once again, they were exposed in the public.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important for you got to expose it. Continue to expose these people because I think when a story hits like this, remember when they were doing the infinite universe of gender in the middle school in Flagstaff Unified School District, that went all over the place and all of a sudden, okay, we got to change doing this. They're probably doing it again because, you know, they get these.
Well, they know people forget and there's a whole new batch of kids.
There's a whole new crowd. Yeah. All right. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Hey, please subscribe to the podcast as well. Appreciate everybody who's done that. And follow the video too. Okay, you want the best pizza out there. That is Namarco's Pizza. You can order online at namarcospizza.com for curbside pickup delivery or just stop on by one of their three great locations in Flagstaff. Namarco's Pizza is voted best wings, best pizza. They've got craft beers. Just about anything you want at Namarco's Pizza. I'm getting hungry.
I know.
Should head on over there. You may see us over
there.
It's been a little while. And also, thank you to the Blind Brothers. If you're looking for blind shutters or shades, do what Angela and I did. We replaced all our blinds in Flagstaff. And this is good for, and I've been talking about this a lot lately, real environmentalism, real things you can do. I mean, you might not think, oh, I'm putting blinds up. I'm an environmentalist. But you can put that. You can get self-identify that way and put a trophy in your trophy case and say, I've helped save the planet by getting new blinds. Yeah, because you lose a lot of energy through the windows.
When the sun comes in from the west, especially in the afternoon, when it's warm, we close those blinds.
Yeah.
Blocks the sun.
And ours probably aren't as energy efficient as some because we have like the wooden, I guess they're shutters or something, right?
The slat kind.
I mean, you can get some like... You're going up to Alaska type thing and the sun's going to, if you really wanted to go for it, you can get those blackout ones. Anyway, the Blind Brothers will be able to help you out. And, please mention the Jeff Horvitz Show when you call the Blind Brothers, because they're going to give you half off on the installation, which is really important because, you don't want to do that yourself. They're going to come up. It's going to be all jacked up. I've tried that before. Because they got to be trimmed and stuff. And you got to set them in right. So call the Blind Brothers. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, 928-634-2423. That's the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423. Or go to theblindbrothers.com. Should we hit the climate change stuff when we come back in a hurricane?
Do we have to?
Yeah, I think we have to. And then I got this pile of lawsuits as well we'll hit that our legislature is pursuing. Hang tight. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show. This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Okay, I'm not glued to the news. I'm not glued to I haven't watched the Weather Channel in years. My dad tells me that it's like climate change central now. Everything is climate. Like they're like, oh, we've got some climate change induced showers rolling across the Midwest right now, and there was a climate change tornado. So I heard it's pretty much become like that. I don't have cable. I don't subscribe. You know, what would you pay for the service? The old
Yeah,
stuck in a wall line.
Streaming,
yeah, we do the streaming, which is questionable.
They probably have a weather app.
I'm sure they do, but I don't
watch for free, but we don't.
So I don't know what the status is on the hurricane in Florida. You may be paying, but I know it made landfall right there where the curve is or whatever, right there on the Gulf side.
Panhandle area.
In between the panhandle and then the main, peninsula or whatever, main part. And, it's historic, unprecedented. Well, and I hopefully nobody got flood damage. I'm sure they did, though. Hopefully no lives were lost.
Yeah, there's definitely flooding going on.
Yeah, these are massive storms that you could have a category one that causes, and I've seen this in the past. I know this has happened in history, despite the fact that they say this is unprecedented, historic, and all that, where like a hurricane one will come in and it'll be like a tropical storm or depression before you know it, but it drops like 30 inches of rain on like Louisiana.
Just because it doesn't have the wind speed doesn't
mean
that it's
and there's not massive
have.
Flooding. Yeah. I remember early 2000s when Katrina rolled in. Mm-hmm. That was insane, what happened there. Of course, a lot of that was... They blamed it on climate change back then too, but a lot of that was man caused stuff because you have a city that's under sea level in Hurricane Alley.
The levees and stuff.
And the levees break and this and that. I mean,
Of that was the worst.
Oh, it was the worst. And then the lake there, can't remember, it started running out from the levees. And then anyway, if you're younger, and I got to kind of remember that a lot, is that you got, we have people listening who are in their 20s or 30s or something. It's like, you don't really remember that Hurricane Katrina. Remember the people on the roofs, houses flooded up to the second story. And I'll never forget human nature is just like befuddles me because there's people, you got to be worried about clean water, sanitary conditions, food, looting, things like that. And there's someone carrying a TV.
Yeah, I know.
And this wasn't flat screen time just yet.
They didn't have anywhere to put the TV, but
it was one of those big ones. Yeah. I'm like, really, this is your biggest concern at that point. But anyway, remember then FEMA opened up the dome there, the stadium, and it was like rape central, and it was bad. Mm-hmm. It was really bad in there. So anytime I hear, hey, we got a FEMA camp where you can go and be safe, that's about one of the scariest things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it all flooded, and it was unprecedented, of course. But I remember I can't remember which hurricane it was that went through Florida, but it had a bunch of tornadoes embedded in it. Was this in the 90s or something?
There was Andrew, in the 90s. Yeah, I don't remember now. See, I don't even remember. I don't remember all the details.
That's my point. Yeah. Is our memories are short collectively, and and so here, leading up to this storm, I snapshotted some things because I knew what was coming, and I honestly didn't know that. I was like, okay, this could be a disaster. I mean, we've seen it before, and it still could be. They're still out there assessing and all that, right? But initially, pretty quick, you start hearing the stories and this and that. But it before like 24, 48 hours out, even just 10 hours out, once in a lifetime event.
What?
that's a headline. How strong will she get? Here's another headline. MSN.com. Idalia's dreaded rapid intensification is becoming the norm for Gulf storms. What do you mean? The norm? I mean, this hasn't happened before where there's a hurricane floating out there and then it gets, it gains steam and then it becomes, don't they all do that? They start off a storm somewhere off of Africa, come across, and then somehow they hit the warm waters and the waters are warm right now. Yeah. And it gains strength and becomes a category one, category two,
and
category
it's
three.
Time and it's every year. It's always the same
this
time.
This is nothing new. Let's see. Here's another one. Hurricane Idalia's track is unprecedented and dangerous. The storm still intensifying has reached category four. This is last night. And is expected to make more rainfall Wednesday morning. It's on track to hit Florida's Big Bend region and location. No major hurricane, meaning category three or higher, has ever historically landed. Okay, ever? Really? And it's like, okay, but it's landed in Tampa, that area. It's landed
plenty
in Miami.
Times.
It's
yeah.
like, what's that called up there by the panhandle up top there? The beach is up there. It's landed there
Panama.
Before. Yeah. It's like... So what? It's never hit at this exact spot, but it's hit 20 miles south, 30 miles north. I mean, what are they talking about? Does anyone believe this stuff when they put this out there?
Yeah, and I don't like the use of the word unprecedented because that assumes that we know the history of everything forever ago.
No, and we don't. We don't even remember our history. And okay, this is Fox News. A day upgrades to Category 2 hurricane. Authorities warn Gulf Coast residents to leave. Unprecedented event. Okay, you have the definition of unprecedented. I think I know what unprecedented means, but maybe I'm
Yeah, my misunderstanding. When you asked me earlier, the first thing I said was never before happened or never before seen. And
okay. What's the it's an adjective. It's
adjective, having no previous example.
Okay. So number one, unprecedented means having no previous example. You can
So using that word assumes that you know everything from the start of
time. No. It's worse than that, because that means that you have just omitted everything I was just saying is about, I remember this hurricane back in the 90s. I remember this hurricane back in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Unprecedented, it means having no previous example. I have a page here of previous examples of hurricane after hurricane that's hit Florida.
Yeah.
Unprecedented. No, it's actually pretty common.
Yeah.
So what are they talking about? Again, people worked up again.
South Carolina, North Carolina, I mean, everywhere. Cuba, Bahamas, Puerto Rico. The eastern coast of Mexico, yes, all the time.
Yeah, unprecedented. Number two, having no precedent or example, not preceded by a like case, not having the authority of prior example, novel, new, unexampled. Again, you want to just type in Florida hurricanes or Gulf hurricanes.
Yeah.
You will have pages and pages of hurricanes. I this mean, is not unprecedented.
In Houston, like when 7-8 years ago.
Hit
Louisiana in 2020.
Yeah, let me read some of the examples. Here's one more. Number three of unprecedented is never before seen or done without precedent. Okay, mm-hmm. This is just not the case. So here, let's see. Biggest hurricanes in Florida in the last century. This is from babyboomers.com. I didn't know there was a thing, but yeah, baby boomers should have a. Is there a GenX.com? Where just news for Gen Xers?
Probably everything.com.
Okay. Unprecedented. Now, keep in mind, maybe they're talking about this exact, like X marks the spot where it landed. It was unprecedented there.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to doubt that, but let's
just. That sliver of sand.
Florida gets hit by hurricanes. The Great Miami Hurricane. The Great Miami Hurricane formed on the 11th of September, 1926. Wow. I wonder if that was climate change. The hurricane formed as a tropical wave 1,000 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. So, like I said, they form out there west of Africa, and they move on up, and then hit the warm water, right?
Uh-huh.
This is the natural cycle of things. Winds were recorded to be approximately 150 miles per hour as the Great Miami Hurricane moved over Turks Island and the following day hit Bahamas. There was little meteorological information on the approaching Great Miami Hurricane. Gee, I wonder why. No satellites. No mass media to hype something up nonstop. That was the danger back then with a lot of these hurricanes.
There literally was no warning.
Very little warning as to the intensity. As a result, warnings weren't issued until 18th of September. That provided South Floridians with little notice of the forthcoming disaster. The Category 4 hurricane's impact was felt across downtown Miami and Miami Beach on the 18th. This hurricane produced the highest sustained winds ever experienced in the USA at the time. That was back in 1926. Now, keep in mind, something we addressed recently when Hurricane Hillary was unprecedented and historic. Remember, that was the one that hit, was that last week?
Yeah.
That was all the way last week, right? It's a long time ago. That hit the Baja and moved up, and then it was going to hit California, and they were predicting doomsday. Mm-hmm. And they said right away, climate change. It's climate change. And then it was a dud. Nothing. It was a big nothing burger.
Just a bad storm.
And then they didn't say anything, and then a week, 10 days later, unprecedented storm hitting Florida. Yeah, so this was the high sustained winds. Now, keep in mind, there weren't a lot of people living in Florida back then.
Yeah.
It's nothing like it is now. So that's what I worry about is as we continue to get these storms, because they're going to continue, because they always continue, it hits populated areas and more people die.
I mean, Florida's like, what, the fourth most populous state maybe, or the third?
We were driving around there a couple years back.
Yeah.
And
there's millions of people everywhere. There, though. It's going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, the high point is up just north of where this unprecedented hurricane hit, somewhere up there on, what was that, 10? What were we driving on there?
Oh, I-10.
Yeah, I-10. And it was like, run for the hills. It's like, you know, 350 feet above sea level, you know? So I couldn't live in Florida because it's just boring. It's flat. Okay. Hurricane Donna. The U.S. Started naming hurricanes female names in 1953. Hurricane Donna took place in 1960 and was described as one of the all time deadliest hurricanes. The hurricane began as a tropical wave on 29th of August, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. Okay. And again, look, if you are a keyboard warrior and you're thinking about sending me an email that I'm comparing, you know, death tolls or anything like that, there, okay, if you're in your car, there's a dial, just click, 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 change the channel, because I don't want your stupid email, you know, because I got that recently that I'm trying to lighten the...
It's not right to compare the fires, but what I'm trying to do every time,
and believe me, there's going to be a hurricane that's going to hit, and there's going to be mass devastation. I mean, these guys
probably
are
probably death.
A wrong clock, you know, is right twice a day. These guys, everything is unprecedented. Everything is climate change. So when it does hit, they're going to say, "See, we told you, we warned you. Didn't you see all the warnings?"
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but you warned us for the 53 storms before that that turned out to be nothing. You know, right. So anyway, hurricane.
Well, and part of your point is that this is not climate change. This has been happening for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of your larger point is that
it is my point.
it's not all due to climate change because these have been going on for a long time.
And you all need to fight back. And when some stupid person said, and I shouldn't say stupid because it's just they just don't know. They're not paying attention. They know stupid stuff at this point. They've filled their head with garbage. And they just don't know. They're smoking too much weed. They're drinking too much. I don't know what's going on. They're hopped up on pills or something, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. Their mask is too tight. I don't know what's causing this, right? Something in the water. Aliens have put like bugs probes in their head, frozen. I don't know what the cause is, but there's a mass stupidity going on. And either the corporate media is really stupid, which I think they are, but they've got an agenda here. So there must be I don't have the memo, but you would think there's a memo going out that say, make sure you use climate change 3 times. You'll get a bonus. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's like, cause how could it be in every freaking release there? Every press release, every newspaper article.
I think they just know that sells or something, or that gets the clicks. And that's what they live by is the clicks.
How can this sell, though? How can people pay?
It must, or it would be at the bottom of the page. Instead, I know, it's at the top.
But how? Look, I got another example here. Let me take a break. But the Greece fire, in Greece, there's a lot of fires going on. I've got examples of the same papers contradicting themselves. How can people subscribe to these papers and then read such contradictory things, or constantly read that, oh no, the end of the world's coming, and then it doesn't come? How can you still give them money? How can they still be in business? You know, how can you still click on the garbage? How can you still pay for that newspaper? Talk with Jeff.
It's their idol.
Is that what it is?
Can't give it up.
Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send in an email. Unless it's a really stupid email. Just keep it to yourself. Hang tight. All right. I am taking a couple of days off coming up. Where am I at? Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. I'm going to go to Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. I'm going to take a couple of days off. I'm going to eat. What was that movie, The Great Outdoors, the 96-ouncer?
Yeah, the 96-ouncer.
I don't know. Mayor Moore, if you're listening.
Does he give away the free T-shirts if you finish it?
That was John Candy and Dan Aykroyd. And
it was like they got the bill.
You
got
to eat the grizzle.
The bill for free. Everyone ate for free if you finished it.
Yeah, if you eat it all, including the fat. No, probably no fat on the steaks at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. They have awesome steaks. Also, great breakfast there as well. Every morning, stop on by starting at 7 a.m. Go to Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in beautiful Williams right there on Route 66. Let's see, Diamond Auto Glass. If sometimes you're listening and you're like, you just face plant your head on a windshield and you get that big crack there. I don't know if Diamond Auto Glass can fill that, but they can definitely get you a new windshield. And don't call your insurance company first, because they're going to route you through the major, you know, chains around the country, and it's going to delay it. You're going to spend more money. Call Diamond Auto Glass directly. They're going to take really good care of you, just like they've taken care of my family for years. They'll do the rock chip filling as well. 928-779-4140. That's where they stop it from cracking. Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140. 928-779-4140. And make sure you tell them that I sent you over there. You can take real good care of you. Or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. More to come. If you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is The Jeff Horvitz Show.
Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona is in its third year advertising here on the show, and it's because they're the best. They're the number one gutter protection system out there. It's not like this leaf filter, this cheesy screen that you buy in a hardware store, and everything clogs and piles up. No, this is a multi-patented reverse curve that deflects the pine needles and the debris. Now, Gutter Helmet has over 50,000 feet installed in Arizona and over 80 million feet installed throughout the U.S., over 40 years of experience, Gutter Helmet offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty on performance and materials. Hey, if you don't want to clean your gutters anymore, I want you to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now at 928-318-6555. Never clean your gutters again. And if you mention the Jeff Orbit Show, well, normally you get 30% off. You mention the show, though, you get an additional 5% off. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now. Take advantage of those discounts. Take advantage of the awesome Gutter Helmet system, 928-318-6555. 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetnac.com. All right, welcome back. I'm glad we got our kids out of the public school.
We could never go back.
Yeah, I know a lot of people haven't done that, and yeah. If you have your kids there and you hear me grinding on it all the time, I was there. You know, we spent far too long in there. I just think, like that example of the California mom with the transgender issue, or this Gadsden flag issue, those are hard things to change. We've thought about it, you know, when Olivia did that protest against the masks at that Northland Preparatory Academy, which used to be kind of a more conservative school, they had dress code and all that, and, mm-hmm. and they just changed over the years. We thought about, hey, do you get on the board? You know, do you show up at the meetings and this and that? But sometimes mm-hmm. it gets so entrenched, so ingrained,
yeah,
that I think it's really hard for you to make that change. Yeah. And you got to, because I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to make the stand and I'm going to fight the good fight. But there's also, if you study like Sun Tzu, you know, the art of war and this and that, there's sometimes where you book mm-hmm. and you say, this ain't worth it. Let's
which is what
live
we
to
did.
Fight another yeah. day. Right. Because you've got your kids' education you're dealing with. And do you really want to spend their entire school career or whatever you want to call it, trying to change something that is fundamentally just broken? Or do you mm-hmm. get them to another school? Because there's choices out there.
Yeah.
And right. I want to remind all of you that you have that choice in Arizona. You can utilize tax credits to go to private schools. You can utilize the ESA program, even though you're still probably going to have to kick in some money. But I suspect there's so much tax credit money floating out there that these schools are able to help out with some stuff, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are.
I don't know either. Mm-hmm. Let me take that back. But I suspect that there, because a lot of people have switched to ESA, but people are still giving tax credits.
Which we're still accepting, by the way.
Flagstaff Christian School.
Olivia Orbitz. Owen Orbitz.
It's hard. It's more work, but it's worth it. And it's more work for Angela, because I really don't do anything, but she does a great job. And it's worth it. So, yeah, if you're like, if your gut's telling you something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and it's time
and
to
I,
get
you know,
your kids
I was
out
resistant
of
to the changing of schools yeah, for a while,
it's
but
really
it's
hard.
Been
it's
a
really
good
hard.
Decision.
All right, more to come in just a minute. Hang tight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans.
You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show.
Martha Stewart in hot water. Well, I guess it's technically cold water. She's in hot water with the rabid eco-environmentalist nut jobs. What? Can we make that title a little longer? Because that's what these people are. They're lunatics, the enviro wackadoodles, and she's the lefty kind of, you know, green warrior as well. Except for when she's taking a big boat from Iceland to Greenland and enjoying that, right? Yeah. Which sounds like fun. I didn't even know
they did that.
I know. That sounds like a pretty cool cruise. So she kind of had a joke, and she had this big thing of ice, claimed it was part of an iceberg, and taking ice from it for her evening cocktails or whatever, right? And puts that on social media. She should know better, right? And you should see the reaction to all this. People are like, I love you, Martha, but we've got climate change and global warming. You shouldn't be taking the ice cubes or the icebergs out of the water. It's like, it's not like a drink of water that you're cooling down or something. They're ripping her apart because she's insensitive to the climate change. And it's like, okay, I guess if you're an eco warrior, you shouldn't be jumping on a big cruise ship.
Wait, how did she get the chunk of ice?
I think it was staged. I didn't read far enough along if
did
it was
any part.
Did
they really, like, fish it out of the ocean or something?
I would.
Do they do that?
I would. I mean, what's the difference?
How would you get it, though? You can't just reach overboard and get it.
I don't know. Maybe that's a thing. You know, that's a great idea. I mean, I would actually, I'm putting it on my list. I do want to go to Iceland. Greenland would be cool, too. Take a little cruise or something. See the icebergs and be like, get the icebreaker, the shaver, like shaved ice from the iceberg.
I don't want to go on a boat where there's icebergs all over.
This isn't Titanic like the Titanic territory. It's not like that anymore. These don't sink anymore.
They're unsinkable.
And they have a bigger door so you can both fit on it instead of, you know.
Instead of you having to give it to me.
What was her name? What was that girl's name?
Kate Winslet?
Character? Well, the character. Rose.
Rose,
it's like, come on, Rose, do better. Make room for Jack.
She tried, but it was sinking.
It was too cold, man. Sad story.
No, it started sinking.
Unprecedented what happened with the Titanic. No ship has ever sunk before. Anyway, so she's in hot water over this because, it's end of the world.
They just want to find anything they can to complain about.
Here's a comment. By the way, if you got a comment. Look, I was a little grumpy last hour, but I'm just a little grumpy today. I go through these like five or six week cycles. Yeah, I just... Angela knows me best and knows how I need to roll sometimes. And it's just like, sorry, I pre-apologize. But I go through like these 5 or 6 week cycles where I'm just like, I can't take it anymore and I have to disconnect. So I'm limping through like an iceberg, the last iceberg on the face of the earth that's about to go extinct from climate change with one little tiny polar bear on it. I'm kind of like that right now because we've got the Labor Day weekend coming up. Tomorrow, Mark Howitt's got a great guest. They're going to talk about the Jones Act and some other things, which has to do with commercial flying, I think. So it's an interesting story that I just can't recall right now because my brain is full. This is what happens to me every 5 or 6 weeks. I'm like ready to explode. Like
exactly 5 or 6 weeks.
It varies. Sometimes it's 5 days, but it's just so the stupidity is on. You can hardly take who's buying this stuff. And I know people are buying this stuff as far as everything's climate change. Everything's racism. Everything is woke. Who's buying this stuff? And what frustrates me more is that it's out there every day. But what frustrates me most is that I know people are buying this. I know people truly believe this stuff. And it's like a sad state of affairs. How can you buy into this stuff? How can you not? And the reason why I pointed out other hurricanes, because I see there's been a couple deaths from the hurricane in Florida, which that happens. And it's never to diminish any life, because I got accused of that at the Maui fires when I pulled up fires throughout history. It's to point out how ridiculous it's become and how everything. I actually have an interview. I should have got this guy. It was before the hurricane. I got an interview request for somebody who wanted to come on to just talk all climate change and how the hurricane that's coming is unprecedented. What's the name of that thing? You remember the name of that thing? The hurricane?
Idalia
or something, right? Yeah. Anyway, he wanted to come in. This was like 2 days ago. I missed the email. I should have had him on. You know, climate change, it's much worse. The water in the, around Florida is like hot tub water, right? Mm-hmm. Remember when we went to the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Oh, my, that water was hot.
I think that was in 2000.
Yeah, it was like bathtub water.
It was like almost uncomfortably warm.
It was, you could not cool
down. It wasn't refreshing at all.
No, not refreshing
at all. That's just
how it
is. I think it was in July,
I
want to say.
I think a lot of the youth and maybe a lot of the older people now, too, think that if you just watch MSN and this stuff, it's like, wow, the waters around Florida just got warm all of a sudden the past couple of years.
That's how we
were. I've been in there. I was there 20 years ago. It's warm.
Yeah.
So it's, so anyway, back to my story. I mean, I'm taking tomorrow off through Monday, and then we'll be back Tuesday. Although we have great programming lined up, Mark, out, because I need to, and sometimes I think you need to disconnect too. Mm-hmm. Don't disconnect on Mark though. Stick around for that tomorrow. Throw that phone away. Cause these people just, they're like life suckers. It's mm-hmm. like some parasite that's just, next thing you know, you're just every bit of life is sucked yeah. out of you from these people. So anyway, I pre-apologize for anything. And if you want to send that email, just know that I may not look at it this week because I'm frustrated. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. No, but she gets thrown out. So here's a comment. I generally love Martha and the excesses of her life because she's about beautiful gardens. Excesses for her is okay, you know, but if I buy a jet or something, I'm an earth hater.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. I love the excess of her life.
There's always a
double
standard.
She's about beautiful gardens and homes and food, but wealthy white people drinking their iceberg cocktails while the planet is in flames.
Oh, so this isn't only a rich poor thing. It's also it's a black and white thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause okay. I'm sure that cruise ship going from Iceland to Greenland only had white people on it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm positive.
Whites only.
So anyway, she loves beautiful gardens, homes, and food, but wealthy white people drinking their iceberg cocktails.
Martha, I'm with you. If I had the chance, I'd do it too.
I would drink that too. First of all, the iceberg is going to melt anyway, so you might as well get a little bit off of it. Right?
Well, wash the salt water off first, and then we can chunk it.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of people are commenting. There's going to be dirt in there. I don't think she actually had an iceberg. Well, even if she did, iceberg cocktails while the planet is in flames is a bit tone deaf. The planet is in flames. I've heard this before.
Yeah,
I've heard this before.
Well, a few years ago, Australia was like nearly completely engulfed in the entire continent.
Those fires on the eastern side of Australia. And I had people telling me Australia is just about done. It's like gone.
And before that, I think Brazil, the rainforest or something.
The rainforest almost
done,
gone.
Gone.
Okay. I've never been to the Brazilian rainforest, right? So I don't know.
Is it still there?
I suspect it's still there. I suspect it's still there.
Yeah.
I've actually never been to Australia. I'd like to, but they're a little kooky over there now. I bet you it's still there. The new one now is Greece. And mm-hmm. I'll get to that here in just a second. Greece is burning down. It's almost gone, right? But we've heard that locally. I've had people from across the country call when we have a fire and say, are you okay? Is it just burnt down? It's like, well, yeah, there was a fire like 10 miles away and it was, very tragic. Mm-hmm. Houses were burnt. We've had the impacts. My family, has had structures burnt. We have friends that have, are still dealing with the impacts of these fires. And they were man-caused, by the way. It was man-caused because somebody decided to light their toilet paper on fire, right? Mm-hmm. On a windy day.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess call that climate change, if you will. But the point is I have people tell me that's, I hear it's just all burnt up and like, no, not really. And I've had people locally tell me that the forests are all going to be gone soon. Like they actually believe it. Like I'm looking in their eyes and I feel like a little like sorry for them. Maybe a lot sorry. Cause I'm like, you actually believe this. I said, well, get off your bike, go rent a car or something and drive through the forest. And I challenge you to do this when they say to you, hey, it's almost all burnt down cause of climate change and Northern Arizona there's not going to be many trees. I'm not making this up. People have told me this. I had a sitting senator once say to me that, hey, there's this, the percentages are astounding how much of the forest is being burnt up. It was a Jeff Flake. And he should know better. He was originally from the White Mountains,
not
right?
That's a surprise coming from him.
Yeah,
but okay.
I mean, last name says it all right there, right? Go take a car, and you don't even have to go on the Forest Service roads. You could drive on general roads. Go down Lake Mary Road. Maybe head over towards Payson. You drive through that whole area. You pick a place. You probably won't even see a fire scar in your entire journey. I'm not saying you won't. I'm not saying there hasn't been forest fires because obviously there has. I know, But I'm saying that I don't know if it's 99.99%, but most of the forest is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the natural cycle of things. It's just there's more people now. There's more interaction. There's more room for human error and human caused fires and things like that. Now there's fire suppression, so we haven't burnt out the forest because we have to protect structures now because there's a lot more people here. So there can be more devastating impacts. But these people actually believe they actually, this is what you're dealing with. I want you to know, I'm not making this up. They actually believe most of it's gone because they live in a city. A lot of these reporters, and we referred to them and stole the line prostitutes last hour, these so-called journalists and stuff, they don't go anymore. They don't send the team. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be we got Jack with his goggles in the snowstorm, you know, on scene in Florida, right? I mean, or whatever, in Northern Arizona, they send a guy to stand in the middle of the road from Phoenix with the goggles and stuff during the snowstorm. Nobody sent. They all repeat the stuff. They get the AP line.
Well, you would have thought that Maui was a complete devastation. And I know that the fire area was devastated.
Yeah,
but the whole island is still, the island is still open. It's still there. It's just the part that unfortunately, you know, had that catastrophic fire is, you know, in ruins right now. And I understand that. But, you know, if you were, you had plans to go there to a different spot, it's not like you can't go there.
Because that's the dry side of the island.
Yeah.
And right on the other side of the island is 250 inches of rain a year.
Exactly.
So that's still all open. Now, there was a horrible, tragic loss of life there. Once again, it was man-caused. Not man-caused climate change. It was incompetence.
Right.
It was incompetence on the utility, and possibly the fire department had an issue. The utility department's already admitted it.
Yeah.
Yet it didn't stop the stupid politicians that we got. And we've got some of the dumbest people in office at this point around the country. I mean, I don't know if it's the swamp just has attracted the worst of the worst, but I can't believe the quality of people that we've got out there right now. You got this dumb governor of Hawaii who comes out before, you know, there's still people missing. Oh, this is climate change. We're going to expect more of this. No, it was your stupid utility company that kept the lines juiced, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear, it's gone. You don't hear anything about it.
I know.
We're on Martha Stewart's iceberg, you know? And I only point that, it's a stupid story, but I point it out to point out how stupid people are right now with their comments that they actually think the world's on fire. So, okay, here's an example. Greece. You got the fires going around Athens, right?
Right.
We've been to Athens a couple times. It's definitely a drier Mediterranean climate. I Prescott, kind of. It has a lot of feel like that.
Yeah.
Even cottonwood, things like that. It depends on the elevations.
Like
a lot of
thick
mountains.
Thick forest or anything like that.
Juniper type things. I don't know what they are equivalent, but, you know, type things like that. Lots and lots of fires. It is dry. It's been hot, right? So what caused the fires? Well, here's the Guardian. And people are paying for this stuff. I mean, they must be because they're still in business, right? This is July 25th, 2023. What caused them? A visual guide to the Guardian. By burning fossil fuels and destroying nature, people have heated the planet by 1.2 degrees Celsius and Europe by 2 degrees Celsius after above pre-industrial levels, making the hot, dry conditions in which wildfires thrive more. So because we burned fossil fuels, we got the fires in Greece, and the Greece is burning down. The Guardian, July 25th. Here's the Guardian on July 28th. I'm not a smart man. 3 days later, right? Mm-hmm. Same paper. Most fires in Greece were started by human hand, government says.
Yeah.
How does a reader buy this paper after the idiocy? So in one way, they're saying, oh, it's because you got in your car and it's man-caused climate change. And then 3 days later, the government comes out and the Guardian prints this up and says, caused by human hand. Official blames negligence or arson for majority of 667 blazes that spread in extreme heat. Hmm. It's the eco warrior. There's not, maybe not all of them. There's probably a lot of negligence. People burning their toilet paper, for example, so something stupid, right? Unattended campfires. But a lot of these fires are these wacko, terrorist, eco warrior, lunatic idiots that have actually killed people with these fires.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on in their head is that they want to speed this up. They just want to let the whole world burn. They want to let it burn because that's the only way we're going to save the planet. We have to destroy the planet to save the planet. That's what you do. That is a hard thing to,
to defeat. That's like some twisted logic right there.
That is some jacked up sociopaths.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to have to get, what was that line from, that movie with, Bruce Willis.
He did a lot of movies.
Medieval on his, you know, you remember remember the Pulp Fiction. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to say, but when you get these extreme cases, the officials, let's call them, are going to have to start doling out some serious consequences because mm-hmm. these guys are terrorists.
Well, I read something like they've arrested like 70 or 80 people or something. I mean, don't quote me on that, but it's been like they've arrested a lot of people for starting these things.
Insanity. All right. I got more on this, so don't go anywhere. And if you got a comment, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I will read them. I'm just kidding. If you think about selling your home, deal with the only person that I would if I was selling a home right now in the Flagstaff area, and that's Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. Look, she knows how to get top dollar for your home. She's got the team around her. I was a realtor at one point. I would never say I was a realtor like Kelly because she's top of her game. I never did it for other people. I did it for our business, stuff. Right? Yeah. I would call Kelly because I would take a picture of the house with my cell phone. She's going to hire professional photographers. She's going to bring the drones in and things like that.
Stages it,
you know, not with the Walmart folding table. They actually have really good professional stuff coming in. Kelly Broaddus knows her stuff. Give her a call. She'll help you sell your home. Get top dollar. 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602. Or go to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com. Also, Google or however you search Kelly Broaddus, Broaddus. Check it out. Get more money for your home. Okay. So we know it's all man caused, and that's just the way it is. It's really gotten idiotic, and I hope people will wake up, and after they say this for long enough, you're like, well, wait a second, the forest is still here. Well, wait, I went to Greece and it was still there. Mm-hmm. Australia's still there. I don't know if people will wake up in time, but we should hope so. All right, here's some comments. Let's see. This is from Kathy. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Oh, this was the two beer max.
Oh,
again, the genius.
2 beers a week.
Yeah, the genius experts. And we have to start questioning the experts every time now. Eventually, I think society in 10 or 20 years will get back to a place where we get rid of a lot of stuff, or we have so many experts, it's going to go either direction at this point. But I think balance will come in eventually. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah. So I didn't bring this up the other day, but the whole thing with the beer thing and I mean, they're blaming it on like the health, your health and whatever, but I suspect it's also connected with the climate change. Cause like growing the barley and the whole process or whatever, they want to cut back on the carbon emissions or some, I bet you somehow they've connected it back.
They want a civil war is what they want because you start taking away people's meat and their beer.
Yeah.
And you just start making their life just generally miserable. Your car don't work because you electrified too quick and you can't get to work. People are going to lose it, mm-hmm. you know? And then they'll blame it on all the people that lose it, not on their dumb policies, right? I don't want you to lose it. But anyway, when did we get an alcohol czar? I don't know. How many tax dollars does he get? I'm sure this is, you know, these people make well into the six figures.
Couple hundred thou.
Yeah. And then my guess is, I don't know about this current alcohol czar, but generally speaking, we see a lot of people in government get cozy to private industry, the big behemoth companies, and then they somehow wind up on some board later. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that with this guy. I don't even know the guy. But that's happened. Pharma, big pharma. Oh, yeah. One of the whack jobs that was telling us to, you know, 6 feet social distance, mask up and get 83 shots, you know, and she's working for big pharma. Mm-hmm. You know, wow, what a coincidence. What else does he do aside from dictating how many beers we can drink in a week, Kathy?
Yeah, what does that person do?
Yeah, what's your day look like, you know, as alcohol?
I've never heard of it either, that position, but
political.
What
pointy.
Do they do?
Yeah. On that note, Richard from Indian Wells, thanks Richard. They should limit ice cream to one pint a week to fight obesity, as well as fire Biden to end this stupidity. I'm not sure what that means. I know more Americans would want no limit on anything because they worked to earn it. In trade for the beer limitation, we should eliminate 10 cubicles in Washington every day until there's none. That's a good idea. Yeah, get Biden, get rid of his ice cream, and he's going to be shaking and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like get rid of it for every... I will drink one less beer if you get rid of 10 cubicles and we multiply it by the entire population. Woo! Clean house. That'd be nice. All right, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Always love hearing from you. That's a good one, Richard. Just Wireless, I you know what? I think I'm beyond repair. I got my old iPhone here. Mm-hmm. The back cracked. And Zach over at Just Wireless and his team said they could fix it, but it gets more complicated. And that's, you put your iPhone down and it charges on that little flat charging mm-hmm. thing, right? It's just not really working anymore. So I think I'm going to go to Just Wireless right there on Milton Avenue as you're coming into Flagstaff off I-17. And I think I got to get a refurbished phone because I got a whole line of refurbished phones. I'm not going to get a new $1,200 phone. I'm going to go in there, get a pretty, talking a year or two old phone, up to date and refurbish. And it's going to be a deal, a great deal. Also, if you're not like me and you have a phone that just has a bad battery or maybe a cracked front screen, they can fix that at Just Wireless. They'll take care of you. I have a lot of people. Zach was telling me a lot of people come up from even Verde Valley and other places out of the Flagstaff area to stop by Just Wireless. Yeah. So stop on by there, Just Wireless. Their team's going to take really, really good care of you. All right, let's see. Diamond Auto Glass, thank you for keeping our windshields going for so long. You got to keep those going. Eventually,
it's pretty important to have a clear vision when you're driving.
Angela's got a Mini Cooper, and that has like three little rock chips in it.
Yeah, they're small, but I should
get that over to Diamond Auto Glass. They will fix that and get that thing so it doesn't spread. I don't know because that's from that was a British car, but mm-hmm. I think it's BMW bought it out. So
it is,
what's it cost to get a BMW windshield? So get that rock chip repaired at Diamond Auto Glass. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first and just stop on by. They're right there on 4th Street in Flagstaff, 928-779-4140. That's Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140. Or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. Let's get to some of these lawsuits that I think are important right here in Arizona. Hang tight. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Waiting until a recession becomes official would be very late to make any constructive changes to your portfolio. Jeff Horvitz here, and Glenn Least and his team at WT Wealth Management know that predictions about what the markets might do are often wrong. That's why it's better to prepare than to predict. Glenn can help you strategically position your portfolio based on where you are in your financial life. Making emotional decisions is not a good strategy. It leads to selling at the wrong time and waiting too long to get back in when turnarounds happen. Glenn and his team help you build a portfolio that fits you like a glove with an investment strategy that targets capturing upside potential while mitigating risk during difficult markets. Glenn's a fiduciary who shares your values. Call Glenn Least for a complimentary portfolio review at 928-225-2474. Glenn and his team have an investment strategy to give you confidence no matter what curveball the market might throw. Call Glenn Least at 928-225-2474.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. Angela's here with me as well. Those are small letters. You can get my eyes checked, maybe.
I know. I think we need. I see a eye doctor appointment in your future.
I did a dermatologist once a year. He said I get a lot of sun. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nothing
it's
wrong.
Where we
though.
Live.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard not to. I'm going to get one of those sombreros. Those are good. I mean, that's a smart idea, actually. I might look a little fun. Next time I do, when I come back on Tuesday, I'm going to be doing a show on the sombrero.
You should, when you're out in Camp Verde, like in the where there's no shade, get one with a really wide brim.
Don't we have a sombrero?
Yeah.
We got that.
Yeah.
What was that, Tijuana?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Used to go down there. That is probably crazy now, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right. Here's a list on federal overreach of potentially pending lawsuits and litigation, a lot of them against the federal government that has crossed my desk here, that I think is good that the legislature and the Republican-led Senate especially is fighting and making sure that Maybe some of this stuff doesn't come to light. So Biden proposed the change on emission standards for light, medium, and heavy duty vehicles. You remember this is back on April of 2023, proposed two massive rule changes that would force a transition from gas powered vehicles to electric vehicles, radically transforming our nation's entire automobile industry. And it's going to cost billions of dollars to achieve the emission standards that they're shooting for, right? This is by 2032. So this is basically, we're going to go to all electric vehicles by 2032. So not a very long time to ramp up with the magic wand of ice cream eating, delusional, senile politicians. You know, they're going to rant. If I sound like I'm being a little cruel lately, it's because, come on, it's time to be a little cruel to the situation that we're actually in. We've got a senile old man being puppeteered around to run this country. And I actually have people that come to me and say, yeah, he's senile and old, and there's no way I can support him. And it's like, okay, so you'll vote for Trump. Oh, no, I can't do that. It's like, wow, really? Okay. So anyway, in June, the legislature filed two separate comments challenging the legality of the proposed rules. If and when Biden does not materially alter the proposed rules, they're going to have counsel lined up and file a lawsuit to challenge these emission standard rules, the switch to electrification. That's good. Arizona can't do it alone. I would imagine that other states are lining up to fight this. The problem is you've got the manufacturers that are already trying to gear up and change. Ford has lost billions.
Yeah.
Billions trying to do this.
Yeah, the problem is they're trying to make new cars every year and appeal to the masses.
Yeah, and appeal to the federal overseers.
And, the states that want the electric and stuff. And so sooner or later, they're just going to be changing all their stuff over, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Then
your choices are so limited.
True. Or we could have an economic downturn and these companies that are losing billions can't afford to do it. And they tell the federal government, you know, you go pound sand.
Well, they might, here's some money, you know, a couple hundred billion to keep you afloat.
Yeah, they'll bail them out. Because nothing fails anymore. Of course they will. Too big to fail. Another one, you remember this, the Grand Canyon National Monument. This was the 1 million acres that Biden came in under the 1906 Antiquities Act, where apparently you can bypass Congress and become a dictator and take federal land.
Whatever land you want.
Yeah, which the feds shouldn't even have this much land. This land should be returned to the states, in this case, the state of Arizona, and Arizona decide what these whining leftists complain about. We need more money for education. It's like, okay, well, I don't believe in property taxes, but I recognize they exist. Privatize some of the land. We don't have enough housing. Okay, once again, land scarcity. Open up some land. And then whenever you try to do it and swap state or federal land or something.
Oh, we need open space.
We need open space. Again, get in your car and drive. You're going to see a lot of open space. It's absolutely everywhere. Federal government owns most of it. But anyway, so they created this massive, Biden did, national monument. Senate plans to retain outside counsel to investigate and work up the necessary factual and legal theories to challenge the monument designation. Possible. It could take years.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of stuff takes years to fight. Here's another important one. These are items that the Arizona Senate and the legislature is fighting. Remember the Save the Women's Sports Act? It was SB 1164. This was to prevent I think it was high school? It might have been even collegiate stuff, like at the universities here in Arizona. I know it's definitely for high school, where a dude can't join the team.
The girls' team.
Yeah, the girls' team. Yeah. So you're born a biological male. You bench press 580 pounds. You know, you got a beard. Like, I'm sorry if this sounds cruel, and I actually do feel for the people who are the kids, especially, who are going through this. But sometimes you got to paint a picture. This ain't right. And we should be able to agree as a society on this one that somebody who's born a biological male shouldn't be competing with, you know, Susie, who spent her whole life and was the number one person at running or something, right? Mm-hmm. And this dude, you know, transitions, whatever's going on in their life, sorry. And then all of a sudden they're first place. We've seen it time and time again. Come on. Enough with that already.
I know.
So this should be a no-brainer.
You would think this would make complete sense, the absurdity of it all.
You would think.
But they will not back down from this. And I don't understand why they're clinging on to this.
Brain freeze, ice cream, I don't know.
It's the idol again.
Mask to idol, what do you mean by that?
Well, they got to, like, this is my, you know, prized possession yeah. type idol.
Yeah.
And I can't.
This is their religion.
Give it up.
It's yeah. their religion. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, the legislature passed this and former Governor Ducey signed it. So they've been fighting on this. Basically, there's a group. It's called the, I lost it. But anyway, some group came, a liberal national organization is what this paper is saying, came forward and, of course, has to fight this because you always want dudes in your daughter's locker room, right? Let's see here. Toomey versus Arizona. This is an interesting one. Plaintiffs have brought lawsuit claiming that Arizona's health insurance policies must provide coverage for gender reassignment surgeries, including for minors. So there's a lawsuit that the health insurance companies in the state.
Do you know how much stuff that is not covered in our insurance that should be?
Yeah. Well,
that probably affects way more people than that.
Yeah. So there you go with that one. I got another one here. No, that might be it. And there's the Hamaday one, of course, continuing to fight on that one. There's a lot here, but some of them are so deep that it's hard to explain real quick. But Hamaday was, he's the Republican that ran for attorney general, which that's why we need a strong attorney general, because they should be filing. It shouldn't be the legislature pushing on this.
It should be the AG doing it.
Yeah, and to former Attorney General Brnovich's credit, I mean, he filed a lot of lawsuits. He wasn't necessarily super successful. But that's the game.
Yeah.
And I want an attorney general who's going to fight this stuff and fight for states' rights and all that. I think Abe Hamaday would do that. There's a lawsuit going on with him right now. He lost by 280 votes out of 2.5 million cast. And the trial judge is just like, this thing's just getting delayed. There's supposedly this box of 9,000 ballots, like provisionals and stuff that Hamaday, I think the basis, and he came on the program and talked about this, he wants to be able to examine them himself and see, because that's, look, not to steal a line from former President Trump that got him in trouble in Georgia, but, you know, hey, can you find those votes? I mean, how do you word that? Hey, find those votes. Is that a federal offense and you're going to go to jail forever? Or it's, hey, there's a box of 9,000 ballots out there. You know, find those 280 votes. They must be in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like the tone that gets you? Is it the thought that gets you?
I guess we'll find out, hopefully.
Yeah. How do you try that one? It's like, no, your tone, you sounded very aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, find those votes. 280 votes is what he was short. And there's a box of 9,000 sitting there. Maybe they're all bad. Maybe somebody spilled, you know, cream cheese on them or something. I don't know.
So there's 9,000 that they refuse to.
They won't release for examination for some reason. They're still sitting in the
but
box.
But supposedly they've examined them all, but disqualified them all?
I don't know. Maybe they disqualified. They must have disqualified. They disqualified them because they weren't counted as the votes.
So they weren't counted.
I think the contention is that he wants to. You know, he wants to see that.
Weren't they counted?
Yeah.
What
disqualified? My take on this is, let's line all the 9,000 up, have representatives from all the parties there, some neutral parties, you know, let's get a couple dozen people there and put them all up. Let's see them.
Yeah.
And so you can say, oh yeah, wait, this one was, there's one for Hamaday.
So then the curious thing is, why won't they release them? Because then you suspect them of hiding something.
Well, exactly.
If you don't release them, then it's suspicious.
Yeah.
So why won't they?
Why won't they? So that's kind of what that lawsuit's about, too, is let's get it out there. Just a few things going on. I figured I'd update you on that. I don't think anyone has this list, really. So I appreciate extra Senator Wendy Rogers helping me get this. So appreciate that. I hope to save the women's sport, especially in light of we're talking about the sorority guy.
Yeah.
The dude last
hour. They threw
hour.
That one out.
They threw that. And that was in Wyoming. I hope they appeal that. It's crazy. Yeah, you think Wyoming's as conservative as you get, right?
Still a college campus, though. And
it's a college campus, so you get to, I mean, even Idaho. Idaho is super conservative, but if you get to Moscow, Idaho, that's a college town. It's like a little Flagstaff there, and it's like a leftist town of like, you know, 30, 40, 50,000, whatever it is. And the best tartar sauce, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
What was that place called?
There's I don't this, know the name of the
this place that has like some, fish. Like,
it was like a... chain restaurant.
Yeah, they were like world famous tartar sauce. And I was like, yeah, in Moscow, Idaho. Huh? It was all right. I don't trust inland seafood as much as running by the coast. All right, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I also don't trust our monetary system. I don't trust a lot of things nowadays. I don't give you financial advice. Seek your own professional financial counsel. I'm not your daddy. But go ahead and call Desert Gold Exchange. That's what I would do. Am I being cynical? Somebody said I sounded condescending. I got an email. Is that condescending? You have nothing to say?
No.
You're speechless. She's speechless. Anyway, call Desert Gold Exchange. I get these emails where it's, you know, you're like...
There's always someone out there that's going to criticize something.
I'll tell you about it when we come back. It's kind of actually a funny email. I think I told the person to get a hobby in the end. Anyway, Desert Gold Exchange. Learn about physical gold and silver. Desert Gold Exchange will get that delivered to you anywhere you're at. And call Justin and his team, his family-run company. They keep the overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Also, Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Don't forget to head on over there. Great food specials going on. They've got their $4 menu. They've got great drink specials as well. I love the Philly cheesesteak. Great burgers. Great those little mini burgers.
Yeah, sliders.
Sliders. Great sliders. Sportsman's Bar and Grill just north of downtown Flagstaff's right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. Head on up there. Great music going on usually on the, you know, playing and all those sports
stuff,
on their 17 screens. All right, hang tight. Back in a minute. Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up The Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is The Jeff Horvitz Show.
Let's get through a few more comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Thanks for saying Route 66 instead of Route 66 in your Miss Kitty Steakhouse commercials, Corey.
The things people care about. I know. It's funny, kind of.
It's okay, Corey. I'm saying Route 66 more.
I just don't care.
Yeah, they do. Whatever.
You hear it both ways. I just don't let it bother me.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah. You guys would be surprised at some of the comments I get.
Yeah.
We did a trip. Who's this? Dave. We did a trip from, and I'm sorry to Olivia. She's supposed to do these, but she's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this didn't work out today. We did a trip from Flagstaff to Corpus Christi, Texas. Most of the way it was 85 miles per hour. I was recently talking about the Arizona's earlier in the week, we talked about Arizona got rated number
the road
one.
Rage
yeah,
thing?
As far yeah. as road rage, things like that. And I said, yeah, people go really fast. They tailgate. You know, they're doing 90. And it's like, if one thing goes wrong and you're tailgating at 90,
yeah,
let's say goodnight there. But anyway, he's saying did 85 miles an hour. And there are signs that say left lane for passing only. Good luck with that. Thanks for your show. Mm. Yeah, that's a big pet peeve of mine. That left lane, you know, is... to me, it should be the passing lane, and you get people that just sit there. They're doing like 73 and a half, and I get it because you get the semis, especially on the mountains in Arizona, and you don't want to get stuck behind them doing 50, right?
Yeah.
So they stay in the left lane the whole time.
Stay in that lane rather than continually switching.
Just move over. That's just part of driving. And there's been Sheriff Lamb was pulling people over that were staying in the left lane.
Yeah.
I guess, but there's so many things to deal with nowadays, people robbing stuff. So I guess, is the left lane our biggest concern? Probably not. Still a pet
peeve. Just a courtesy.
It is a courtesy. Be respectful out there. Yeah, I get emails though. I appreciate these. I know I've been a little cynical today, just because I'm going to take a little break here. Tomorrow, Mark Howitt's going to be doing the show, and he's got a great guest lined up. And then I've got some great replays for you Friday and was that Monday?
Labor Day.
Yeah, I think we'll be out at the Coconino County
Fair. Yeah, we're going to go Monday.
Have some fun with that. Dove hunting for me on Friday morning, so I'm actually getting out of here right after this to kind of go and get ready, do some more scouting out. And so Owen and I will be doing that Friday morning. No, but I get a lot of emails, and it's just like, I got this one recently. I won't read it because I won't give the person the displeasure here. But they just roll on and on about that. They basically can't stand me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like... I just emailed them back. I'm like, why don't you get off?
Why are you listening? If I was you like, don't like what you're hearing, don't listen.
Oh, you should do that. I don't like you. I don't like how you do this and that and the other. And I'm just like, there must be so many. I mean, on radio, there's a lot of choices, but there's also podcasts, this and that. And it's like, if it's really impacting your life that much that you had to write an email, I don't care if people, don't get me wrong. You send me an email saying that I really disagreed with you on your stance on X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know, blah, 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 you know, this and that. I get those all the time.
That's fine.
But it's like when you just really just don't like me or like the show.
Yeah.
It's like I just shows I don't like, you know, yeah. It's like, hey, there's different, strokes for different folks, or was that the old saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? Was that a song? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, send an email on that one. Yeah, I just like, yeah, what? Isn't there something, like, obviously you're listening for a reason and, like, you know, things are wrong and you want things to change. And it's like, wouldn't it have been better to, like, go question one of your elected representatives or something?
Yeah,
that's
send,
what I don't
send them
get.
The email.
Yeah. I never understood that. It's like, you must be listening to me and maybe the lineup because you're like, you're generally displeased with the direction things are going. But why wouldn't you? I don't get it. Why wouldn't you take the time to
just turn it off? Yeah, if you don't like it, just don't listen.
But yeah, just contact or send a letter to your email. Send a letter to your mayor or your go to a school board meeting, man.
Yeah.
You know, see what they're teaching the kids there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been fun.
Yeah. It's always fun.
It's always fun. Comments, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Always love hearing from you. Yeah, like I said, I'll take some time off, though. Mark will be here
long
tomorrow.
Weekend.
Mark always does a really good job. Appreciate him filling in once again. It's not easy, especially when you don't do it all the time.
Yeah.
Pushing all the buttons and everything. So go easy on him. He'll do good, though.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I like Mark.
I'll be back Tuesday, though, but I got a lot of shows lined up for you. See you. Take care. I've been going out to Timberline Firearms and Training for many years now. Look, if you want to bring your firearms skills up to the next level, this is the place to go in Northern Arizona. Timberline Firearms and Training is just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Why don't you call right now if you're new to firearms? Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Maybe you're an expert. They've got great training that'll bring you to that next level. Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. Or take a quick drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. When you get out to Timberline, you're going to see they have a great line of Liberty safes. They've got firearms, ammunition, accessories. There's so much out there. Plus, they're great indoor shooting range. And I want you to go out there right now and also take advantage this week of Tuesday. If you're in law enforcement, they have law enforcement shoots for free at the range. And then don't forget, every Thursday is Ladies Day. All day, you get $11 range time. That includes one gun rental, and you just got to buy the range ammunition. Like I said, Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall, or call 928-526-7900 to book one of their training opportunities right now. That's 928-526-7900, or go to timberlinefirearms.us.